Well, first of all, I want to compliment the players. You know, I thought that our guys really played a good football game tonight in all three phases of the game. You know, we made some plays. You know, it's a good team. Chargers are a good football team, and you know, they give you a lot of problems. But I thought that you know, our players had a real good week of preparation. You know, at times it was challenging, but they stayed focused, and I think they were well prepared for the game. And I think that they played well. They played hard tonight, and you give them all the credit in the world. They made a lot of good plays out there. I want to thank the fans for their awesome support. I definitely felt that from the time I walked out on the field. They showed up tonight, and they were with us, and they gave us some energy, and we appreciate that. We got great fans, and we got a great owner. He's been awesome all week, at times in his tough situation, and I was glad it just worked out well for everybody tonight. So good to win. Get back in the division next week, and you know, just take one step at a time.
Bill, you came out and you threw a bunch of short passes at the Chargers. Was that maybe, I guess, a product of what they bring in the pass rush and wanting to get the ball out quickly and maybe get them to back off a little bit?
Yeah, we thought that we could control the tempo of the game a little bit and you know, want to try to spread the field on them. You know, Tom was sharp as usual. Got the ball to a number of different receivers. You know, Ben had some nice plays in that first drive. Got the ball down the field. You know, Randy, Wes. I mean, you just go right down the line. Everybody contributed. But, you know, it's good to be able to spread the ball around and you know, get on top. I mean, it's San Diego's a hard team to play from behind with their running game and their pass rush and all that. It's, you know, you're better off trying to play them from ahead. And, you know, fortunately, that's where we were, you know, basically the whole game.
So when you say you want to thank the fans, are you speaking on behalf of yourself or the team?
The team.
Was there concern about their focus level coming into tonight after all the
No, I just think that the players did a good job this week getting ready for the game. I think it showed out there, you know, tonight. I don't think you get ready for the game, you know, 20 minutes before the game and say, well, it's time to get ready. You know, it's a whole process. And I think they did a good job this week, and I think that showed up in their play tonight.
Coach, for you personally, was this one of your most difficult weeks as a coach? Are you glad to see it finally end?
Well, the Chargers are a tough football team. They're not an easy team to prepare for. And, you know, they challenge us, like I said, at every point in the game, offensively, defensively, special teams, the running game, the passing game, and all that. So, you know, they're a tough team to get ready for. We have a lot of respect for them.
So why does this team have the ability to be able to put distractions behind them?
Well, I said I think the team had a good week of focus and a good week of practice, and they played well. So those things usually go hand in hand. Not always, but usually.
So did the fan support mean anything to you individually because you seem to –
Yeah, no, I did notice it. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. We got great fans, and they showed up in support of the team, and you know, I felt some personally as well. And I appreciate that.
You remember the last time you acknowledged fans and waved to them as they cheered you on? And that seemed a little unusual.
Probably the last time we won a game at home.
After Ellis' fumble, they had the big defensive stand, and the camera's flashing the sideline. It looked like you were particularly spirited after that stand.
Well, I thought that was a big play. You know, it was right sort of the fourth quarter, and you know, they had good field position. Had they been able to, you know, convert that into points, it would have, you know, closed it to a two-score game. And you know, we knocked them back out of field goal range, and you know, had a couple big negative plays there. Got the ball back, and then you know, the offense. Yeah, did a great job there. It was, about a 10-minute drive or whatever it was, went the whole length of the field, and you know, that kind of sealed the game. So it was, you know, those two series, our ability to stop them there when they had the field position, then offensively our the drive, you know, the length of the field, that was the whole fourth quarter. I mean, that was a huge swing in the game, but it was a big stop for us.
Bill, I know you like to look at the tape, but it seemed from the naked eye standpoint that Roosevelt Colvin had a special game.
Well, I'll hold on that one until I look at the tape. I mean, he made some plays. You know, I saw a couple out there that I think he could have done a little better on. But, he made some plays. Obviously, the first play-action pass there, getting out underneath that comeback route was, you know, it was a great play. You know, our first defensive play. And, you know, he did a nice job on that. He read the play well and made a nice catch. Something our linebackers aren't always noted for, but he, you know, made a great catch, and that was a big turnover for us. Fortunately, we weren't able to convert it into anything, but it was, you know, still it was a good play. And, you know, we had some good pass rush from, I think, all across the front. You know, we had some push in the pocket. Rivers did a good job of stepping up, and I don't know how he got rid of some of those. Seemed like we were, you know, hanging all over him, but, you know, he was able to stand in there and make some throws. So, you know, you got to give him credit on that. He did a good job.
You seem like you guys flipped your outside linebackers more than you normally do. Normally, I think you kind of keep one on one side, one on the other. Was that maybe a product of not giving the Chargers an idea of where they wanted to match up or motion or any of that?
Yeah, we gave them a couple different looks on that, but sometimes we flipped them, sometimes we didn't. And they move their guys around a lot, so it creates some different matchups. We just wanted to kind of have a little bit of a moving target for them there so that they didn't always know where everybody was. Yeah, he did. He did. He made a nice play, anticipated the throw, made a good catch, and, you know, he really showed his speed on that. I mean, he had a couple guys chasing him, and you know, I don't know if they made up any ground, but they didn't make up much. And, you know, he really showed it was a pretty good run. I don't know. How far was that? 60? Huh? 65. Yeah, it was a pretty good run.
And that, in addition to Colvin's strip sack, I think those were the only two times that they really got inside your 40 in the first half. And I mean, how big is it, I mean, especially as a defensive coach, to see that those guys are making those plays in those situations and coming up big in big situations?
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's great. It's great. You know, you come into the halftime 24-0, make some stops on defense, and, you know, have some long drives offensively. You know, that's the way you want to try to play every game. But doesn't always happen that way. But it was awesome. I mean, the players played great tonight. They did. They played great. Not perfect, but, you know, it was a good, solid performance. Proud of them.
Considering the opponent, was that first half as good a first half you've had in years?
Well, we played well. I'm not sure where it would rank, but it was good. It's good football. You know, we missed some opportunities now. You know, we got the ball on the 30-yard line, can't score. You know, it wasn't perfect, but it was good.
What was the game plan against the Daniel Thompson? Obviously, you did a very good job containing him.
Well, again, I think the score had a lot to do with it. You know, it kind of took away some of their ability to, you know, run the ball in the latter part of the game with, you know, the score being what it was, but. You know, it's not, nobody can, one, no one guy can stop them. Everybody's got to be good team defense. You know, our secondary and our forced perimeter players and outside linebackers and the three down linemen and the inside backers, you know, right, being in the right fits, being in the right gaps, taking on good offensive linemen and trying to defeat those blocks and then tackle a runner who's a good runner. So it's team defense. There's no one guy, there's no one secret to it. Everybody's got to play well.
Coach, 38 points in your first two games each game. Is this what you
Well, based on those two games, I'd hope for a few more. Like I said, I think we left some points out there, and we left some plays out there. So hopefully, you know, we'll keep working hard and try to convert those. Okay. Thank you very much.